Okay, Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach. Let's ask two questions. So the first question is, we find that there are a lot of comparisons between Shabbos and Pesach. So on the first day of Pesach, it's even called Mechlas or Shabbos. It's called Shabbos. When it comes to both Pesach and Shabbos, you have the concepts of Zechirim and Shmirah, and the connections go on and on. The question is, like, so what's the significance of the connections both between Shabbos and Pesach? That's the first question. And the second question, we have a special Haftorah tomorrow, Sim Tav Sai, the Torah brings in from Haigon, that there's a special Kabbalah from the Gaonim, that Tchias HaMesim is going to occur in the month of Nisan. So for that reason, we want to read a Haftorah that talks about Tchias HaMesim on Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach. And the question is, well, we could read this Haftorah really any point in the month, over the course of Pesach and the month of Nisan. Why is it specifically that Shabbos Chol Moed was chosen to be the Shabbos where we're going to read about the Haftorah about Tchias HaMesim? So perhaps the idea is as follows. So first of all, the connection between both Shabbos and Pesach. So the significance of Shabbos is that Shabbos is Nivdol. It's Kadosh, and as being Kadosh, it means it's different than all the other days of the week. And that's really what Pesach is all about as well. Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the fact that the Jewish people were distinct, were unique from every other nation in the world. So the significance of both Shabbos and Pesach is that it's coming from a different place. Sort of, it's not connected per se to this world. Shabbos is coming from another place, and the same thing is true when it comes to Jewish people. We're coming from another place. We're not bound by nature the way everyone else is. That's why Pesach, specifically in the month of Nisan, Nisan's the language of Nes, of a miracle, because the Jewish people are a miracle. We're not bound by nature. And perhaps for that reason, that's why we want to read about Tchias HaMesim in the month of Nisan, because the point is that Jewish people, as the birth of the Jewish people occurred in Nisan, and the point is that reminding ourselves that we're going to be able to live forever. We have Tchias HaMesim, that the Jewish people are going to live eternally. So specifically, Shabbos Chol Moed was the Shabbos that was chosen to read about Tchias HaMesim, because specifically the idea of Shabbos, the fact that we're Nivdol, and specifically the idea of Pesach, the fact that the Jewish people, that we are Nivdol and we're not bound by Teva. So specifically in that Shabbos that we're going to read about Tchias HaMesim, remind ourselves that the Jewish people were going to live forever. So as we're looking around the world, a lot of enemies are trying to attack the Jewish people. We look at the state of the situation in the state of Israel, but as we're reading the Haftorah about Tchias HaMesim, reminding ourselves that the Jewish people are not bound by Teva, and that ultimately the Jewish people were different than everyone else, and as a result of the fact they were different than everyone else, we're also eternal, and we're going to make it through this, and we're going to live forever.